of the ship whose journey they had intercepted. A niggling feeling troubled Jet Nebula as he did so. It felt like guilt, and he told himself not to give in to it. He hadn't killed the crew of the Cinzia. They had pulled that trigger all by themselves. It was just hard luck that their path had crossed his, and his good fortune to be breathing afterward. If his fortune continued to hold, he might yet make a profit from this deep space run. And then, finally, he could hire a slightly more reputable brand of scum and get back into smuggling again. Some days were better than others. Maybe this was one of them. He told himself that with all the conviction he could muster, which was plenty for a man in his trade. What could possibly go wrong? Part 1. Vested Interests. Chapter 1. Shigar Kanshi followed the sound of blaster fire through Coruscant's old districts. He never stumbled, never slipped, never lost his way, even through lanes that were narrow and crowded with years of detritus that had settled slowly from the levels above. Cables and signs swayed overhead, hanging so low in places that Shigar was forced to duck beneath them. Tall and slender, with one blue chevron on each cheek, the Jedi apprentice moved with grace and surety, surprising for his 18 years. At the core of his being, however, he seethed. Master Nikhil Nobile's decision had cut no less deeply for being delivered by hologram from the other side of the galaxy.
The High Council finds Shigar Kanshi unready for Jedi trials.
The decision had shocked him, but Shigar knew better than to speak. The last thing he wanted to do was convey the shame and resentment he felt in front of the council.
"Tell him why,"
said Grandmaster Satil Shan, standing at his side with hands folded firmly before her. She was a full head shorter than Shigar, but radiated an indomitable sense of self. Even by a holoprojector, she made Master Nobile, an immense Thispiassian with full ceremonial beard, shift uncomfortably on his tail.
"We, that is, the Council, regard your Padawan's training as incomplete."
Shigar flushed.
"In what way, Master Nobile?"
His master silenced him with a gentle but irresistible telepathic nudge.
"He is close to attaining full mastery," she assured the Council. "I am certain that it is only a matter of time."
"A Jedi Knight is a Jedi Knight in all respects,"
said the distant master.
"There are no exceptions, even for you."
Master Satil nodded her acceptance of the decision. Shigar bit his tongue. She said she believed in him, so why did she not overrule the decision? She didn't have to submit to the council. If he weren't her Padawan, would she have spoken up for him then? His unsettled feelings were not hidden as well as he would have liked.
"Your lack of self-control reveals itself in many ways,"
said Master Nobile to him in a stern tone.
"Take your recent comments to Senator Voob regarding the policies of the Resource Management Council. We may all agree that the Republic's handling of the current crisis is less than perfect, but anything short of the utmost political discipline is unforgivable at this time. Do you understand?"